reason to exist. So, E.T., the extraterrestrial. It was the first movie I saw in the theater. My brother and sister saw it with me, my uncle, my mom, and man, it was so good. Steven Spielberg at the top of his game, John Williams, top of his game, two guys who are always at the top of their game. And I think it was the first movie where the alien was nice. Up to that point, the alien movies I'd seen, they're all were like War of the Worlds. But this E.T. guy, he was so cute.
E.T. E.T. Be good.
You wanted to take him home with you, and you cried a couple times because, you know. And then there was the music. My brother and I talked about this a little bit.
The combination of the music and the movie itself, it was that phenomenon of being too intense, similarly to like how the Beatles were too intense for the teens or whatever. In the 60s, it was like, ah! E.T. the movie and the soundtrack, it was just like too magical. It like hijacked the entire nervous system.
So, is right. We had E.T. fever. We loved E.T. I had the E.T. board game and the E.T. card game and this horribly smelly rubber E.T. finger that lit up. Batteries not included. Also had two E.T. books, and all three of us had our own stuffed E.T. toy. And every weekend for at least a year, we played E.T. Mysteries, which was us pretending the three E.T.s were flying around the house, solving crimes, figuring out mysteries. And if my dad took us to the convenience store after church, we would get him to buy us Reese's Pieces. And if he was in the right mood, we could even get him to buy us E.T. trading cards. But this love of E.T., maybe it was even an E.T. addiction, it wasn't all fun. There was a piece of the E.T. magic that I just couldn't have. I couldn't capture it, no matter how much I tried. And I tried a lot. So your memory is that I got the E.T. soundtrack for Christmas?
Yes.
See, I don't. I didn't remember where I got it. I have no clue.
Well, I thought it was for Christmas, because I have a memory of the day after Christmas of you already trying to do the recording. I recall it being a fairly extended period where you were trying to do that recording off of the record to the tape. Because I remember often coming into the room or calling Mom, being like, Mom! You know? And you'd be like, "Am I? I'm recording!" And I think my recollection is that you got Luke in on it. So if I would be walking through the house calling for someone, eventually you would both be like, "Emily! We're recording." I know. I think Luke must have been only like 4 years old, but somehow he got in on it.
He was my recording assistant.
Yeah. So there was always this, if I was entering the living room, this.
So he would like stop
this question
you?
Of whether or not I should be making any noise, because this recording that somehow was never going to be finished was ongoing. But
that's because you kept interrupting it.
I don't think it was only me.
Right.
Because. You know, I've heard the story about Dad in the newspaper.
I wanted it to be really good quality. We were allowed to use the record player?
I never used it.
Okay.
But I think by the time you would have gotten an E.T. recording, you would have been old enough to use it.
Yeah, I don't remember anything about, like, gaining permission or playing other things. I just remember all of a sudden I'm involved in this project where I'm trying to record the E.T. soundtrack, but everyone keeps making noise. But I didn't remember anyone else making noise except Dad.
Well, I just remember it feeling like an extended project. But the reason I thought you got it on Christmas was because I remember being frustrated making a pot holder with my new pot holder loom.
Yes.
And calling for Mom. Because that was frustrated, and you getting mad at me because that interrupted your whole recording.
Were you in the kitchen?
No, I was. I probably was doing it in my room and then walked through the house.
Okay.
To find her to right. fix my potholder.
Gotcha.
And I interrupted the very serious recording.
That was my sister Emily. I got her one of those potholder looms for Christmas about 10 years ago, and she was really excited about it, and she started working on a potholder right away. And I didn't realize why until just now. So I don't remember what my brother got for Christmas the year E.T. came out, and he probably doesn't either. He was just 4 years old. But we managed to dig a little deeper into the issue.
Yeah, the E.T. record, did it have like a kind of a cloudy rainbow-looking thing on it?
Yes.
I just remember looking at it and playing it and being excited about it, but I don't remember... you ever really making an effort to get it? Like, why would you want it in a different medium? Couldn't you just play it on a record player?
I think I wanted to have it on tape so I could listen in the room.
Oh.
Because that would have been the only way to do it.
Yeah, I think I was too young to register what you were doing at that point.
Okay. And I wanted it to be pure. So when it had the noises on it, it was just like, oh, I gotta do it over. And then I just never was successful.
But you probably went through that process more than actually enjoying it off the record.
I know. But isn't that kind of like our life now with creativity and stuff?
Right, pretty much. Yeah, I noticed Steven does stuff like that. He'll you know, he'll work on something for so long, like no payoff. Yeah, he'll be like, something so minuscule will, like, need repair. And he'll just work for a long period of time, just, like, get it back to where it was. Even though in my eyes, I'm like, this has no use. It's just like an egg that he made. It's like an egg he made at school, like, 2 years ago.
And the colors are wrong or something, and he's trying to...
Yeah, or, like, it has a slight tear, and then he's trying to get the tape just right, and...
He's right. I have no happy memories of listening to my recording of the E.T. soundtrack. I just remember sitting there in the living room getting mad because people were making noise. Or listening to my tape and hearing footsteps and talking and rustling, just messing up the precious E.T. music and knowing I'd have to try again. This kind of frustration is not available to kids anymore. Now you can get any music you want instantly. I was trying to get one album on tape for what seemed like forever. And I was working so hard, getting yelled at, trying to get the one thing recorded properly so I could listen to it in my room, and just never did. I don't really remember my brother and sister messing up the recording too much. Mostly, it was my dad.
Do you remember me trying to record the E.T. soundtrack from a record to a tape?
No.
Okay.
I don't remember that.
So, I had a little tape recorder, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, at the time...
I recall the tape. I remember the tape recorder, yeah.
At the time, they were big. They were, you know...
Yeah.
The size of a cereal box, a small cereal box. And I wanted to get the E.T. soundtrack. I don't know where I got it, but it was on record. Uh-huh. Maybe. Emily uh-huh. thinks I got it for Christmas on a record.
On a record
right.
that we had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I wanted a tape of it. And the only way to get that was to play the record and then to put the tape recorder next to it and hit record and just record it through the air.
Uh-huh.
That was the technology. So I would do this. And you would be reading the newspaper
mm-hmm.
in the living room because invariably it would be done on the weekend because, you know, I couldn't do it. It was like quiet. You get up, whatever, you do it. But then you would rustle the paper. And I would be upset because it would be on the recording. So I E.T. and then the rustling. So
rustling of the newspaper.
Right, right. So
did you have a complaint to me?
Yeah. So what would happen is you'd rustle the paper and I'd be like, Dad, could you quiet down? I'm recording. I'd be like, Dad, I'm reading the paper. So then that would be. I had E.T. Rustling and yelling. So
you had me?
Yeah.
The rustling and the yelling?
Yeah, the annoyed guy trying to just read the paper, but then his kid is like, could you rustle maybe a little quieter, please?
I can't imagine I was that much of a curmudgeon.
Well, I mean, if you can't even turn the page of the paper without somebody telling you to quiet down on the weekend, I get it. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying that's what happened. By the way, I have evidence of it because it's recorded. So would you like me to play back a brief excerpt from that? No, I don't have it. I know. I wish I did.
Oh, that'd be great.
I know. That's my dream. I actually should have faked it and then played it for you and see what you said. But I think it's in the Cheshire dump now. Those tapes are gone. They're lost recordings. Sometimes I still wonder if there's a cassette buried somewhere. And I wonder if it could be restored and someone could hear that again. But anyway, 5 or 6 years ago, I started looking for my own copy again of the E.T. soundtrack on vinyl. Because now I have a record player. And I figure it's time to recapture the magic. Time to try anyway. But I didn't go on eBay because I wanted to find it in real life. So I started checking all the record stores, thrift stores. And this went on for a few years, which is pretty remarkable because how many millions of those things did they make? But I couldn't find one. I started wondering, am I cursed? I just can never enjoy the E.T. soundtrack? And then about 2 years ago, a single showed up at the record store in my hometown. It wasn't the LP with the cloudy rainbow on it, but it was something. It was something terrible. I guess I wasn't the only one with E.T. fever. E.T. versus the Love Boat. So I kept on looking. I kept on asking the record store owner, do you have the E.T. soundtrack? And one day he did. He says, you're not going to believe it. I have it out back. And it was the E.T. soundtrack, the LP. But on the cover, there's a picture of E.T. and Michael Jackson.
Out in the night sky, a ship was descending. The hull glowing with soft light, as if a piece of the moon had fallen. The hatch opened and the crew came out. Odd little beings, moving quietly through the leaves, gathering. A blackberry bush, a rose, a tiny cedar tree.
I guess I am cursed. Really, I'm okay with Michael Jackson, but for this, I think I'd rather have newspapers rustling and my dad yelling. Could I just get you to yell Dan a few times in an angry tone?
Sure. Dan. Dan.
All right, put a little more oomph into it. You're reading the paper. You just worked all week. And I'm like, shh, don't rustle. Let's go.
Damn. Damn. Damn.
Could you get a little gravel into it? I'm trying to make you mad right now. Like, damn.
Damn.
That's good. Damn. Couple more of those.
Damn.
All right.
Damn.
All right. Good. Thank you. That was perfect. Thank you so much. You're going to be... okay.
That's hilarious.
If you like this podcast and you'd like to help me make more episodes exist and help me make them better and better, please support it at patreon.com/noreasontoexist.
No reason to exist.